Maine's top utility regulators are considering a proposal to increase the region's gas pipeline capacity and who would pay for it. Fred Bever reports.
Natural gas powers half of the region's electricity plants, and 3 years ago, rising natural gas prices and constricted supplies drove wintertime electricity prices to surprising highs. And that drove the legislature to act, directing the Public Utilities Commission to study whether Mainers could benefit if the state secured long-term contracts for gas supply. The upfront cost to consumers under a proposed plan would be as much as $75 million a year, but the contracts could provide a secure revenue stream that gas companies could leverage to finance investments in new pipeline capacity. Backers say that could, in the long run, benefit consumers by decreasing the cost of electricity from gas-fired power plants.
I mean, we've calculated that their net reductions on their bills is probably, on the commodity side of the bill, is probably in the 15-16% range after paying for the pipeline.
James Daly is vice president of energy supply for Eversource Energy, a southern New England utility that is partnering with other industry players to propose a major build-out of pipeline capacity through Massachusetts. It's a project known as Access Northeast, and it was one of three proposals, although one of the others, called Northeast Energy Direct, was scrapped last week. Daly says that's a sign regulators should stabilize the market by securing long-term gas contracts.
We've seen the danger of not moving, and that big projects that cost a lot of money, the proponents just leave the market and say, we're not doing it. So I think the market needs a shot in the arm.
But detractors say that natural gas prices have cratered since the high of 3 years ago, and demand has leveled off as well, showing that regulatory intervention could be risky for consumers. Greg Cunningham is an energy analyst at the Conservation Law Foundation.
The idea that increasing the supply in New England will drive down electricity prices is speculative. And worse than that, it's speculation on the backs of our electricity customers.
Cunningham says that at a time when the U.S. is trying to reduce carbon dioxide emissions, it would be a mistake to lock the region and ratepayers into an energy regime dominated by natural gas, which contributes to global warming. The Public Utilities Commission is taking testimony on the proposals this week and may have another hearing next week. A decision is expected in June. For MPBN News, I'm Fred Bever.